I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The future looks bright for Sudan. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says recent changes in U.S. legislation paved the way for economic improvement. Sudan was one of the world's top 10 persecutors of Christians during Omar al-Bashir's 30-year reign. Now that he's gone, believers have a brief window of freedom until the new government comes in. Praise God for this opportunity and keep Sudanese believers in your prayers. And two single mothers in Haiti have no family to support them and nowhere to go. These young mothers and their babies have also been homeless. For Haiti with Love builds pilgrim houses for needy families to demonstrate God's love. But Eva DeHart at For Haiti with Love says they needed something fast for these young moms, so they're building tiny homes. They still need $2,000 to start construction. You can help them be Jesus' hands and feet in Haiti. Every little bit helps. Go to missionnews.org to find your place in this story. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.